welcome to the NutraMedical Report for Hour 2 for the 14th of August, Tuesday. That's August 14th, 2007. It's amazing. We're now looking at, of course, the Cyclone Flossie, earthquake hitting Hawaii. We're looking at all these events happening now as the stock market is literally shaken by this real estate bubble that's about to burst. All of it engineered, of course, to take away the assets to pave the way for North American Union, which they're planning in a couple of weeks in Quebec. Our guest, who's literally cuts through the matrix, Alan Watt, will be joining us in just a moment. Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report, and we will take your questions and calls probably in about 15, 20 minutes. 866-582-9933. Well, there's so many issues going on. Alan, tell us your analysis of the latest scenarios of babble and confusion and cut through the matrix, as they say. Your website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, do go and visit there. Do purchase the packages of incredible material that cuts through the matrix and realize that all of the so-called public political systems, all of the public religions have been literally ensnared and engulfed and converted into machines for control. You need to cut through the matrix, otherwise you will be a victim. So, Alan, your analysis, please.
Well, I think you're quite right. The time we're in now and going into even faster has been a carefully laid plan laid a long time ago to create massive terror and confusion with wars and plagues and all the rest of it. Everything that science can actually do. And I listened to your first half of your program today, and I noticed you said something that was really interesting, which I know myself, I feel it myself, and that is, how much do you tell the public? We know much more than we say, because we've studied these particular issues and this agenda for such a long time. And we don't want to cripple their minds, and therefore we give them what we hope they can handle.
Right. And even the simplest things I call Zone 1, which is published in public journals and documents in their own newspapers, they don't read. And when they read, it's like they don't understand what's in the printed word right in front of their eyes.
Yes, they refuse to believe because of the conditioning in a world where they're run by experts that anything wrong could happen to them, anything bad could happen to them. They've been trained to be perpetual children, and most of them still today think that somehow this particular system that they're used to is going to continue for the rest of their lives. They live in hope. Even when it's changing all around them by the day or the week, they refuse to see it. And we know, for instance, that the plagues are coming because they're all man-made.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I mentioned that about the fact that the RCMP is literally meeting with my pastor friend. The same with the United States. They're getting ready. They have the plagues ready. The Zichronian 12 plague, all these things like the Clostridium difficile, the MRSA, Acinetobacter baumannii, multidrug-resistant TB, they're all getting ready because they've passed laws to say that they can force quarantine you. It doesn't matter if you're in Australia or Canada or Britain or anywhere. They're getting ready for a global matrix.
That's right. They have spelled out their agenda over many, many years of a brand new society, a much reduced population in the society, and a completely new way of living. No more rural living at all. Everyone in small habitat areas. And it's coming to pass. They're at the verge of it now. And they are going to do some incredible things and use the media, as always, the mainstream media, to convince you that it's just nature evolving and that we're causing the problems. Most will believe that because they believe nothing outside the mainstream media. And they will, I think, perish with it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Last month, I lived next to the Trans-Canada Highway and the trains which go north and to the east of me. And I've never seen so many heavy, heavy trains going past me as I have in this last month.
Is this going north or east-west?
These are going north. And we know that there are underground, huge underground bases for continuity of government.
Let me just tell you about one of them, okay? Besides the one that I visited personally on the Blood Indian Reserve in Canada's country, Alberta, in 1983, with the direction of the CSIS director, the new CSIS director for Western Canada, who told me face-to-face, and I went out there myself, the largest single base with the greatest amount of pollution is Cold Lake, Alberta. The cost of that base, and I've talked to special Canadian, U.S., and other country agents who have been there, that particular underground facility cost $250 billion, with a B, dollars to build it. $250 billion to build that facility. That's just one facility. And you can't imagine the countless trillions upon trillions of dollars spent on these things. Well, Americans go without health care. People get they don't have proper advances that are even put into agricultural care for animals, into human health care. They suppress technology. They suppress free energy. They don't allow people to be independent in their own rural farms so they could make their own energy. They purposely are trying to corral the entire population to put them in highly compact cities and have them literally corridors connecting them with rewilding of the spaces in between. It's right there in Agenda 21. It's in Global 2000, and they're behind the schedule. They have billions to kill before the day is done. Billions
right.
to kill.
And it must be done in such a way that the victims themselves will think it's all circumstance and coincidence.
Oh, yeah, just like when I had Henry L. Nyman on the program for about a year and a half. And then, because of my background, and I was trained by the bacteriologist, Dr. Robert Brown, at Dalhousie, that was working at Rutgers campus and worked at the Karolinska Institute and the T-virus facilities in the United States for the so-called defensive bioweapons project, was no less defensive than creating the death weapons of the end of the age. The T-virus got out and killed all of his buddies that got out of the low-pressure class 4 installation on a 1 day out of 10 that he was 10 years that he was sick. These kinds of things are going on because they've got dozens of end-time plagues that they've got ready to foist upon the population. The Morgellons, the chemtrails, even the death of the forest. They're killing the bacteria that even protect the trees, so the trees are dying of pests. They want to make it look like it's global warming. Garbage.
And they even admit themselves they have almost every species in cryogenics storage to reseed the planet when necessary.
Well, they have at least three repositories. One is up in Norway, one is in Pine Gap, Australia, and there's another one overseas. Mm-hmm. They have these genetic, literally, libraries of the organisms to reproduce like it. They call it, literally, the genetic ark. That they actually have these projects public. If you don't believe me, go check it yourself. What Alan is telling you here is they're getting ready to end this age, and they're already getting ready to kill billions. And this
Another
is not theoretical.
Too, you probably remember Preston Manning that was in Canada.
Oh, yes.
Well, when Preston Manning was in, it was an interesting little thing because all the politicians and their families were given for the first time access to special treatment in medical establishments within military institutions that would be denied to the public. They never explained what this was all about. And that's why all the politicians are going along with this agenda, hoping they'll survive and they'll be saved and get special treatment when all these plagues are released. But the general public will be denied them.
Well, the continuity of government, and I was told this by inside contacts in U.S. and Canada, is instantly when, quote, plagues hit, their very first step before they go and shut off the lights is to shut the grid off. That means you've got one tank of gas that you can drive away from wherever you are at. If you don't have food, water, or things to keep yourself health quarantined and you go outside, and that's the U.S., Canada, and elsewhere, you are an enemy combatant. And I confronted the FEMA director December 12, 2002, at a bioterrorism conference in front of hundreds of military personnel and doctors and nurses with the FEMA director and saying that I have seen personally your operational manual and it is to corral the population if you blew up. And I used this example to him while he's at the podium, the Federal Center, or Republic Plaza, downtown Denver, by the Brown Palace. You are to shoot to kill and put them in body bags, not to decontaminate, not to have mobile decontamination units, but to shoot to kill with lethal force. It's not to help. It's to make sure you maximally cross-contaminate and kill. And he couldn't deny it. So we'll be back in a moment with more Cuttings Through the Matrix with Alan Watt. If you have questions or comments, you want to get on board, you want to do what you can do, make sure your neighbors hear this story and your radio picks up the show.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Nutri Medical Report, and you can visit at Nutri, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, and clay and iron, just like the book of Daniel, CLAYANDIRON, clayandiron.com. Do visit our websites, do purchase the products, do get the DVDs, and we will have the DVDs from the conference talks that I did in Vancouver shortly. We expect those to be delivered, and we'll have our own production people put them together. We expect, though, people to contact the Vancouver 9/11 people and tell them how happy they are. And I really believe in our people here that listen to the program on Genesis, that get the free archives, that rebroadcast the shows, and ask what you can do. Get your local stations, AM and FM, to pick up the KU-band satellites. Get a KU-band receiver and become a micro-broadcaster yourself. Contact Rick Satellite, that's 816-228-1801 at $168. It's like a good shortwave. You can get crystal clear signal if the internet goes down, because believe me, we're not going to have freedom of speech here too much longer. And we have organizations like this in Canada that think that they can censure and cut out talks by talk show hosts like myself, who's a whistleblower in the inside, did more talks than anyone else at this conference. You can tell this is near the end of civilization as we know it, because when they sanction, supposedly freedom of speech groups sanction people who do ask questions and raise issues, you know we're near the end of the game, and they're no longer going to pretend that they're our friends and they're just trying to corral the sheep. They're getting ready to execute us. Let's see your analysis, Alan, on what you see coming, because we now have, of course, Bush's brain has left the White House. We have Karl Rove, the Prince of Darkness. We have the about-to-be bubble for the mortgage lending, which has all been engineered to bubble, to burst the economy. We have the American Navy sitting in a ready position to actually start a nuclear war with the Chinese, saying they'll retaliate by frying 200 cities and towns with technology we gave them. We have the Russians basically working with conjoint military operations with the Chinese. We're literally sitting on the precipice of a disaster, and they're ready to completely corral the entire populations of the planet and kill a good chunk of us with plagues, pestilence, and financial disaster, and people still want to argue. I can't believe it.
You were back in the First World War when the big British council, the elites, met to discuss how they would get all the young men into this war and go over and get slaughtered on battlefields. They used the newspapers and all these characters in the particular council for this elite owned the newspapers at the time. And they'd already done the studies back then in 1914 and 15, and they found that 87% of the public even then would not do their own reasoning. But they also found out if they gave them enough crisis, that the average person couldn't handle two or more conflicts coming at them at once, and so they would literally close down, and they were easily guided by the media. They'd simply adopt opinions given to them and do what they were told. And that's the scenario. That's why they picked this particular scenario of giving us the plagues to reduce the population, to be herded into these habitat areas, and vast amounts of the public to be killed off. With a new system emerging at the end of it, they expect the public to go along blindly in a panic, almost guided by the expert society that we've all been trained to believe in. And that's why it's all happening this way. Order out of chaos, therefore they must bring in total chaos to make us obey.
Exactly, and this is the thing, is cutting through the matrix. Your website is the, I consider, premier intellectually unveiling the technology of the use of words as mind bombs. In the words of Mao Zedong, I am not afraid of weapons or nuclear bombs or bullets or shells. I am afraid of a man with an idea that can display that idea to the public. They are much more afraid of those who actually display the level of ignorance, to display the level of literally willing victimness of the public to what's coming, whether it's forced vaccinations, financial collapse, weaponization of our food being sprayed on, and you look up in the sky and they say, we don't believe, we have chemtrails. There was apparently this ridiculous hit piece documentary talking about it. I guess it's going to be back on the air in the next few days about chemtrails, trying to tell us that these are just simply contrails from the back of jets. And then they even, on Discovery Channel, I call it the lack of Discovery Channel. By the way, this is owned by the same globalists, this Discovery Channel network, talking about it being put aluminum into jet fuel when it's ridiculous. I was told specifically by people working at Denver International Airport and other airports, including the military. They have drone jets. They're shoving these out of the back of C-130s. They have three companies that service the lavatory facilities in all major airlines, including the European Airbus and the Boeing jets. And those three companies have NSA agents and other global agents that work and put and service these particular distribution areas that are totally beyond the control of the regular pilots. They don't know what's going on. They're just shooting out of the back edges of the wings. And the public, they can look up in the sky and say, that looks weird. All of a sudden, it's a gray sky. These things just hang there for hours and they fall down. We even do chemical analysis and people have polymer chemists and they say they can't believe it. I just want to slap them. I'm saying, do you understand you're in a burning building, and if you don't leave now, you're going to be dead. And they want to do ad hominem attacks against someone like me or Alex Jones or anybody else and think that they can shoot us in the back or throw a hatchet at us when we're trying to do the very thing that needs to be done, which is wake everybody up like you are doing, sticking our neck out, putting ourselves in jeopardy. And I don't have any patience left for people that want to do snipe at each other. We're in a burning building and the roof is about to fall down.
That's what I see. And to be honest with you, I think there's nothing we shouldn't do now to try and get enough people at least to understand and to start at least preparing for themselves. None of us would choose this lifestyle, that particularly the lifestyle I have. People would not believe it. I would never choose this unless I had to come out into the open at this particular time and disclose to the public what I knew. I would rather prefer 100 other ways of living.
Well, same with me.
Now. Yeah.
Absolutely. I finished my PhD research project at age 20. I was a medical graduate studying specialty work at age 24. I'm 55 now. Do you think I want to deal with attempted trashing of my career by my colleagues, by my state board, by military personal death threats because I know about Oklahoma City, finding out of special operations with even members of the Joint Chiefs at Columbine High School, finding out that they trashed and destroyed and killed people from 82 nations at the World Trade Center, that they've got bombs in over 22 cities by the mid-90s, and their plans to release pandemics. This is a nightmare. I don't want to know this stuff. I'm not psychotic. If this could be cured with a shot, please let me roll up my sleeve and take it. But I will not be sniped at. And if you think that you know better than me, people out there, if you think you know better science, if you think you know better analysis of than the guests we bring on like Alan Watt, make your questions right now. Put it on the table. Put down your chips. Put down your cards. Because you need to know. We've been in the battle line. If we're battle-hardened warriors and we're trying to tell you what we can tell you, now we can't even tell you all what we know. If we do, we'll blow you away so far you won't even think that we're rational. You won't even think we're from the same dimension, let alone telling you the truth of what's coming. That people want to argue that even the national ID isn't coming, or the North American Union, when it's almost done. It's almost finished.
It's already introduced into most of the European countries. It's there. They carry them with them. And we're the last to get ours.
Right. And the Chinese. Chinese, in fact, it's American companies. This is treason in China, setting up the surveillance grid in China. They have 10 million people every year leaving there and going to the big cities, either for the flesh market so they could either become prostitutes or have their tissue organs taken or being thrown in Laodai camps where there will be slave labor. And by the way, there are American corporations. You need to know this, that when the first term of Bush, he had his first foreign mission to China was to bring in major business people, including what are called China Mart, to go to China to make contracts with the Laodai camps, 20,000 prisons in China. Walmart said to their supplier companies, at your expense, you put factories inside these Laodai camps, put a little dummy facility outside, but the real one's inside the prison. And if you don't do it, you can't sell it through Tesco or Walmart worldwide at your cost. And we have long-term consignment of all of the supplies, so you don't even have to own the material inside the Walmart. All they have to own is the shell, because it's a New World Order company. That's what you got. What do you think, Alan?
That's it. That's basically it.
Exactly. That's how bad it is, people. That's what's going on. Criminality at the highest levels. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Welcome back. As Dr. Bill Deagle here and Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix.com. Do visit there. We'll be back with Alan next week. He's in every week or two to give his wit and wisdom to cut through the matrix. And believe me, you need a sharp intellect. You need to have a sharp and clean body. You need, which is a temple of the spirit. And you need to be ready to realize that disaster is about to strike. This is not a delusion. It is not a theory. It's a fact. And we're telling you, as witnesses high up on the tower, that we're blowing the shofar, that we're telling you, you better wake up now. You better get yourself ready in every way. Just like Jerome Corsi told in the hours before with Alex's program, you better make sure you're not in debt. You better have supplies. You better get yourself ready to not be in these big, ugly cities if things get nuts. Because if you don't have run-and-go packs, if you don't have an escape plan, it's going to get insane. And believe me, they do not care about you. Continuity of government does not even include the Congress and the Senate, let alone the citizenry. So tell us your analysis, Alan. And I think we do have a caller from Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. Alan, your analysis of this. Imagine the COG, continuity of government, not even including anything other than the executive branch of government. Isn't that unbelievable?
Yes, and really that's how it's always really been on the quiet. The show of politics is just to con the public, because Cal Quigley said that there is a parallel government that's been running the world since at least the beginning of the 1900s, and the politics at the bottom is just a show for the public, really.
Yeah, exactly. That's how bad it is. That is how bad it is. Well, of course, your three documentaries are cutting through, number one, the androgynous hermaphroditic agenda, cutting through two, the glimpse into the great work, and cutting through three, esoteric unveil and the meaning of revelations and high Masonic tradition. And you have to understand, and I said this when I spoke at the Granada Forum, and I also spoke, which is probably why part of this is cut out, although it was only 20 minutes of my hour presentation in the Grand Hall, the origins of the New World Disorder, which isn't new in any way, shape, or form, and the high priests of the Illuminati, the Knights Templar, the Knights of Malta, and all these high-level Masonic traditions, they use these symbolisms, these architectures, these grand mathematical schemes, and their various esoterics, so they can make themselves feel like they're a supra-species, and we're simply sheep. And they do this repeatedly, and you need to understand this or you won't see rates in plain sight, because they have to show you or even tell you before they do it. They're going to release a pandemic, crash the economy, take your assets, vaccinate you, poison you, sterilize you, and then kill you. So
yeah, it's interesting to see that Donald Rumsfeld, right after 9/11, the very next day, said that this might be 100 years of a war.
Yeah.
And he was talking not only about the Middle East, he's talking about a war to change the entire globe and the way of living for everybody on it.
Right. And then, of course, to change the warriors, too.
That's right.
Because their plan is not to have normal human warriors. So if you're out there and you think, I'm a real tough special op Delta, well, you'll be a real tough, all right, against a genetically enhanced supra being that can run at 30 miles per hour and jump with a backpack on 25 feet. You're really powerful when you can deal with basically we call Spider-Man super soldiers that they're actually building and making right now in underground facilities. And I'm not going to open that can of worms today, but I'm going to. We need to know that this is not theory, and I'm not making this as conjecture. This has been in operation since the 1920s and 30s with the Nazis. They have been conceiving the idea of enhanced super soldiers. It's right in MIT. It's elsewhere. So let's take our caller from Nova Scotia, Canada. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Bell. How are you today?
I'm on fire with Ellen's help. Yeah, we're out there like a tag team.
That's good, though. You have a great guest there. Now, I just want to mention to your Canadian listeners that you and I will be starting up a 9/11 truth movement in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
That's right. Halifax and I, my business is still in Denver. I'm a dual citizen. I'm an American and Canadian, and we're going to have a chapter in Halifax, Nova Scotia. If you want to hear it, if you want to hear the truth, then you contact us at 888-212-8871. We're going to have our first meeting in the first week or so of September. We're going to start organizing, and we're going to try to get the real 9/11 truthers who really want to know the truth and don't want to play games with the truth or censure somebody for asking questions or raising issues or offending someone with a viewpoint that they don't like. I don't care about being offended. I just want to have people have a dialectic of dialogue of asking questions and presenting evidence and showing why they know better than I do. And if they can, more power to them. As my father used to say, if I know what you know and what I know, I'll know more than you. So if you truly can teach me, good. But if you can't, be quiet and learn. Right?
Yes.
And that's what we need. We need to have people that are warriors for the truth and bring their special skills, whether you're a university student, you're a grandmother, you're just a listener of the show. You're welcome, and we want to get citizens out there. We want billionaires. We want millionaires. We want politicians. We want people to know that everybody's life is on the line. They want to try to convince the elite that somehow they're going to get special treatment. Oh, yeah, they're going to get special treatment, all right. Just like the special forces. They're going to be the first. And I can tell you this from Special Forces Delta and former CIA NSA. They had agents tracking them 24/7. I remember one agent I talked to back in Colorado Springs in 94, and he told me he had to carry a pager all the time, and if he didn't, they would actually come up to him and tell him that if he didn't, that they would terminate him. They're tracking these guys with special forces like SEALs all the time. They have agents watching them. Because when you have skill sets and you're a SEAL, you can take over a building with a fork. Okay? They're not going to allow people with skill sets walking around without somebody knowing exactly what they're doing and tracking every phone conversation, email, and everything else.
That was discussed after the Vietnam War, when they had troops coming home who were now trained in the military, and they knew they were bringing big changes back home, and they thought about the rioting that might ensue, and they discussed at top levels in the Pentagon ways to inoculate the troops that would get 3 or 4 years of usefulness out of them, and then they come down with debilitating diseases.
Right, just so, like Mark Zeller. Mark Zeller, will have Mark back on, Special Forces, Super Soldier Serum, 6.5 inches of height at age 29, 100 pounds in weight, became super strong for a while, then ruined his health along with experimental vaccines and these new nanomachines that attach to his cells to do all kinds of weird scalar things to his cells in his body. They use them literally like guinea pigs and even keep separate records, which is against violating the military court of justice for the military, and separated their vaccine records for these experimental vaccines from their regular health records. I know, I took care of them. And when you try to demand that they send the damn records, they wouldn't send them, okay? Dealing with what I call the VA, or very awful hospital system, in these military experiments is impossible. They view them as literally no different than a desk or a typewriter or a computer screen. That's the way they view their personnel.
They have served their purpose.
Yeah. Exactly. So we're going to have a meeting. If you want to call, if you want to join us in September, we're going to start our chapter up. And you need to start up chapters in your country, in your division. Do contact us. We're going to have webinars coming up this fall. We're going to have documentary DVDs we're going to be launching. We're going to launch a lot of new services, but we need your support by visiting their websites, by getting our materials, by making donations. And we need you, number one, to get your local radio station to pick it up. Off the KU-band satellite, it broadcasts in North and South America. You can get it off the Internet. You can call the studios. Get it to your local people. Your biggest danger and your greatest asset are your neighbors. And that could be a millionaire down the road. It could be your politician brother-in-law. It could be your sister or brother. Your danger is not Karl Rove, the brain that just left Washington. The Prince of Darkness that literally inhabited the White House, as one of his names of endearment by George W. I don't want to repeat it. From the obscenities that this man has done in the White House, the obscenities that George W. has brought on the White House and the office of the presidency is beyond belief. This makes the Rocky Horror Picture Show look like a garden party, is what he's done. Alan, your comments.
Oh, well, it's true. Again, we get all this fictional work coming out of television and dramas to show us how it's supposed to be, and people believe that as a reality, whereas the opposite has always been true at the very top. Even with the religions they promoted, the kings and queens never followed them. If you look at history, they did the opposite, and they committed all the sins quite openly, and they flaunted it. So it's no different today. Yet the psychopathic types at the top, who believe they've got the world under their thumb and everyone in it, and we're all fools.
.com. Visit Alan's site. Support him. Make sure that you understand these principles, because we're coming to a time of great darkness, just like the Trilogy of the Rings. We are entering Mordor, a land of great darkness and shadows is enveloping. A dark majesty of evil is about to literally consume our world, but we can choose not to be consumed by the light of the truth. And we're going to have more shows coming up this week. Lynn Marzulli, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, and the Coming Great Deception. Tomorrow, Connie Fogel. Thursday, and Keith Robinson, Logic Send, and Friday, and much more. We'll be back, God willing. Thank you. Alan, you have always cut through the matrix. Take care. And take care, everyone. Pray for us. We need your help.